This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Try, if you will, to get your head around this. The current U.S. debt is more than $23 trillion. That's the latest figure from the Treasury Department. It works out to more than $70,000 per citizen. But while the numbers are staggering, national debt itself is far from a new issue. When George Washington became the first president, the new government already owed millions of dollars. Alexis Coe is the author of the new book, You Never Forget Your First, a biography of George Washington.
Everything under George Washington was unprecedented. America was born with enough wartime debt to crush it, so it was one of the most immediate concerns he faced. The U.S. government owed $40 million in loans to Americans, and that's just American citizens. They owed $25 million to individuals around the world. And these are people we want to trade with and also people we don't want to owe money to, like France. We owed France $11 million, and they were going through their own political upheaval, their own revolution. So George Washington, to his mind, thinks we've got to pay these people off or we're going to start to owe them things. And we cannot ensure stability if we're vulnerable in that way. And especially when it came to France, because we didn't even have a navy. You know, we couldn't even send troops to back them up if we wanted to. Washington was such a mess personally when it came to money that I think his achievement was surrounding himself with good people. And in particular, Alexander Hamilton, who certainly ruffled a lot of feathers with his economic plans. He was the Secretary of Treasury, but he did a good job. Washington was pretty successful at paying off the French, which was a great relief because it meant we didn't have to join their revolution. We didn't have to fight the British on their behalf again. But the other debt, you know, slowly went down over time. If Washington was brought back to life today and shown how much debt we owed, I think he would be completely overwhelmed. In Washington's farewell address, he mentioned a lot of things that seem relevant today. He mentioned the dangers of foreign influence and of partisanship and of debt. He was really concerned that we would pass on debt to future generations and thought that was unconscionable. He thought that every generation should have a chance to flourish.